Hello and welcome to the award-winning MVP, the Master's Voice podcast series from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla, founder, editor of MediaBrief.com, and I am delighted to welcome on this, the latest episode of MVP, a young leader who is an important enabler for the entire marketing fraternity of professionals. Please join me as I welcome Monica Khurana, country head and board member, MMA Global's India chapter. Monica, welcome to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaBrief.com, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Monica, for giving the MVP podcast your time, and that too on the morning of a major MMA India event, the MMA India Data Unplugged in Mumbai. And thanks also to Ayman Ujjainwala of AVNV, who's been a big help in making this interaction possible. So, Monica, before we get on to the business end of this conversation, allow me to tell my listeners about you. So, here goes. My distinguished guest on this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com, is Monica Khurana, country head and board member, MMA Global's India chapter. With more than 20 years of experience in the digital marketing sector, Monica is amongst the top 100 pioneering digital professionals and has been a member of the MMA India board for around 4 years now. As country head of the India chapter of MMA Global, Monica helps the MMA empower marketers by enabling them to create innovation, secure business value, and increase customer-consumer engagement in a dynamic and connected environment. Monica has been in charge of developing industry toolkits and collaborative projects to connect the digital and marketing ecosystems. In the fields of e-commerce, MarTech, brand safety and data, Monica has also been a key facilitator for contemporary marketing and has been working to empower the marketing community with science-backed facts, information, connections and future-proof solutions through the India chapter of MMA Global. Monica, who facilitated digital-first projects for companies like P&G, Eureka, Forbes, Tata Motors and others in the early 2000s, is focused on helping brands understand the impact of digital marketing and brand safety, getting businesses privacy ready by ensuring capabilities and support for data marketing, implementing the best-in-class data-driven marketing practices, and enabling industry collaboration on full-funnel marketing with the heightened focus on growth sectors like e-commerce, social commerce, and much more. So that's my very special guest on MVP, the Master's Voice podcast, Monica Khurana, country head and board member of the India chapter of MMA Global, and who is actually recording this podcast episode with me on the morning of a major industry event, the MMA India Data Unplugged in India, in Mumbai, that is. And Monica's phenomenal energy and drive remind me of the lyrics of a lovely song that are also the inspiration of another very dear friend of mine. You, Monica, are a Porsche with no brakes. Welcome once again to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast. She's at a loss for words.
That's overwhelming.
So, Monica, when did you realize that digital does it for you? And how have you been enjoying your journey with and leadership of the India chapter of MMA Global?
Wow, that's two questions rolled into one. So about when did I realize digital does it for me? It did it for me in the year 2000 when internet just launched in India, by the way. And, you know, people just about knew the term internet as something fancy and foreign, which has just come to the country. That's when I jumped into it more because I've always had that, you know, that kick of wanting to try something new, to be ahead of the curve. And that's what got me excited about this new space. And that's how I got there. And I didn't realize that I wouldn't get out of it. And it's 22 years and counting.
So it didn't start doing it for you. It's still doing it for you and doing it so well. You literally are an amazing, qualified, competent, experienced digital dervish in India. Amazing, really. I salute you. So, MMA India is from the illustrious MMA Global. It's the India chapter of MMA Global.
That's right.
What do both associations do in their spaces, briefly? And how many members do they have?
So, Pawan, basically, MMA India is a part of the MMA Global Trade Body, right, which is a not-for-profit global trade body empowering the marketing community with best-in-class practices in modern marketing. We started like 15 years back globally, and then came the India chapter like less than a decade ago. And we are a 800 member strong network community globally. And in India, we're touching 100 soon. So we're growing rapidly as well.
And I think you're a little picky about the kind of members you have. Is that right? Because, you know, all the great work that you do, Monica, and we'll come to the, you know, subscriptions and membership fees and benefits and all of that, so that people know more about it. Because I firmly believe, and I'm an advocate of MMA Global's India chapter, and I think every entity should actually become a member. So what you've done is amazing. This is MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com, and I'm your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, founder editor of MediaBrief.com. And with me is Monica Khurana, country head, India chapter of the MMA Global. Monica, tell me why every single company that needs marketing must join MMA India.
Sure. So MMA enables and empowers marketers with best-in-class modern marketing practices with an eye on the future and relentlessly delivering growth today. Every marketer needs to adopt and embrace the new marketing ecosystem if they have to be future-proof and retain a competitive advantage. MMA as a body brings the ecosystem together to deliver best-in-class knowledge and global best practices from across its chapters operating in 15 countries. So why would one not want to, Pawan, when it has it all?
Wow, great reasons for every company to join MMA India, Monica. So what are the kind of memberships available to businesses, Monica? What are the fees like, and are they linked to company turnover? How does MMA India, the India chapter of MMA Global, if it does so, help smaller startup companies, and how do you onboard members? Just give me the overview.
Okay. So like I said, the focus is essentially to enable and empower marketers with best-in-class practices in modern marketing, which we believe can happen only at the back of bringing the ecosystem together. So essentially, MMA encourages publishers, tech enablers, agencies, and marketers to join the body and to work closely with marketers to be able to drive the needed know-how, expertise, and capabilities for them.
Lovely.
So that's the ecosystem we normally encourage to associate with us. It is definitely chargeable. So the criteria is that as long as they think that they can sort of live up to the needed expectation of the annual fee, which is $3,000, which is typically kept very, very rock bottom to be able to make sure more and more people can join the body. That's the criteria. So essentially, we don't have too many kinds of memberships. We only have a regular membership, which is open for all those who are a part of the community and want to help and contribute to growing the industry. Right? But what is also interesting is MMA is governed by a board in every market where it operates. And the board essentially comprises of a very curated set of people who we are very particular about and also represents the ecosystem. So as we talk today on the board, we have Meta, we have Google, we have McDonald's, we have Aditya Birla Group, we have Perfetti, we have HDFC Bank, and we have Nielsen Kantar. So we've actually brought the ecosystem together. And largely only the leadership team is associated on the board, whilst the teams help out across councils and various other initiatives which MMA undertakes.
Lovely. And $3,000 a year for... It's a yearly fee,
correct.
Right? Yeah, and you need it because you do so many amazing events. We'll talk about those too, especially the one that's happening in a bit from now. But yeah, I mean, this is really rock bottom. And the beautiful thing is that it's a great confluence that MMA India actually enables of, you know, the best mental bandwidth with great depth, great breadth. And from the smallest to the biggest entities can get together, huddle, so to speak, at events, network, grow their businesses. So, I mean, I can't think of one reason that somebody shouldn't join the MMA India. And I am also happy to be a member of this amazing organization.
Absolutely. And I also do want to add that it's the only body which also brings a lot of global understanding and global perspectives.
Yes.
Because it is spread across 15 markets globally.
Amazing. And 800 entities across the world are members. And I'm sure they're all really the cream of the crop in terms of, you know, having used and deployed digital and all the facets of modern marketing, and also in terms of really keeping on enabling their ecosystems, because
that's
eventually
correct.
Digital is like, you know, today when you ask a marketer, are you into digital or traditional, and they'll give you a strange look. I mean, it's such an incestuous relationship. You don't know what begins where and what ends where.
Correct.
And really what you guys do is really very nice. And since we are speaking on the morning of the MMA India Data Unplugged in Mumbai, tell me briefly about that, Monica, and then we'll go on to, you know, how many events fill the MMA India roster typically each year and the big ones upcoming in the near future. But first, the MMA India Data Unplugged.
Perfect. I'm too excited about the Data Unplugged because we are unveiling the second edition today. We've launched the IP last year, which is in the middle of the pandemic. And what we did realize last year is that data is becoming a very integral part of the marketing budget and needs to be evangelized effectively across the industry. So we definitely did want to take charge of building the data narrative, given that we associate with the ecosystem and work very closely with the industry on various initiatives which can enable the industry to grow and to deliver performance. So that's how Data Unplugged emerged. It was inspired by a global narrative we have and which is evangelized by a data think tank globally. So what we've done is we've taken a lot of inspiration and built our own data council in India with local players, very actively involved in all the initiatives we take to evangelize and empower data marketing.
Love
Data
that.
Unplugged being one of those initiatives where we're also looking at unveiling a very, very interesting report.
Yes, the MMAE while leveraging consumer data for marketing 2022. I am really looking forward to that. We're going to really cover that on Media Brief also. And I think every marketer who's worth his or her salt or wants a beautiful understanding of data and how it really is all around us must definitely, you know, I hope they all come visit the event and they all also take the benefit of this. It's eventually what you're doing this to, you know, power marketers to drive best-in-class data-led marketing. So
that's
really
correct.
No reason not to attend and every reason to do so.
That's correct.
What is a typical roster like? I know the pandemic had come in and a lot of things happened virtually, but the beauty of, you know, in-person events also, which now thanks to the pandemic also allow people to attend virtually. So it's really a huge, massive footprint and there is an OTS for everybody anywhere in the country as long as MMA can reach out to them and they can reach out to MMA and say, hey, where do I watch this if I'm in Jhansi or Jabalpur?
Right.
And can I come attend this? So it's
right.
Beautiful. So what is the roster like typically of events, you know?
Right. So typically we have two very marquee IPs called Impact and Smarties. So Impact is an annual event we do every year where we bring the best in class global and local experts to share trends, to share future perspectives, and to share a whole lot of insights which can be of value to the marketeers. And it's curated, keeping in mind that what we typically own is the modern marketing narrative.
Right.
So Impact is one of those events which we do typically in the month of May every year. Then we also believe that it's very important that the industry is continuously inspired with best in class cutting edge work. So we have a global IP there which is called the Smarties, which is an awards platform which recognizes the best in class work done in modern marketing. So that is also a very big sought after event, and if I may say, it's a Cannes equivalent when it comes to modern marketing.
Absolutely. I agree with you, really.
Yes.
I think so. I'm aware of it and I know all the great stuff that it does, enabling everyone. Yeah, go on.
Absolutely. So Smarties happens in the month of September. We had an overwhelming response
this
year.
I was there, yes.
Yes, that's correct. So we've kind of really had a good response, and we've also included a lot of more, we've been very agile in all our events and initiatives. So in Smarties also, we've included some very interesting and relevant categories, which are around diversity and inclusivity, Web 3.0, Metaverse, because those are areas we'd like to evangelize and continue architecting the future. So those are the two big events we do every year, apart from which, like you are talking to me live from Data Unplugged, is again a baby which we are nurturing and we see it grow very rapidly.
It has second edition only this year and it's amazing.
Absolutely. Yes. So we feel very upbeat about it and we continue to do a lot of events.
Very, very commendable. And you release some extremely useful data-driven publications, from extensive research too, that yield a lot of strategic insights and inputs for marketers and brand custodians. I know of the 10 poll publications, Monica. MediaBrief.com reports about them all. They're all important. But I would like you to tell our listeners about the publications you believe every marketer must read, publications from MMA India.
Correct. So MMA built some very, very rich toolkits through the year. Some of them are done in collaboration with global teams. Some of them are developed locally. So for example, we released something called a State of Industry Modern Marketing Ecosystem Report, which is done in partnership with WOC every year. And this was our fifth edition that we launched in India. It also compares how India stacks up regionally, and you know, how does it fare against Indonesia, Vietnam, Singapore, APAC as a whole. So that's one report which is a must check out, which is called the MMA WOC State of Ecosystem Report. We also do something called the Modern Marketing Reckoner.
Yes.
Which is a Bible, I would say. Which we release every year, which acts as a one-stop shop to give a bird's eye view on all the upcoming trends, on all the areas to evangelize, and with a lot of point of views and contributions from the best-in-class experts in the industry.
Lovely. Really, very commendable. Monica, if a brand walks into the MMA India office and seeks consultation and guidance on marketing, do you help it and how?
So if a brand comes in, we definitely extend whatever we can in terms of the toolkits we have, because we believe the larger industry should be leveraging it. But if it is something very custom, then we typically go deeper on those requirements with our members, and then therefore the prerequisite is for them to be a member.
Okay. And if they need industry connects, specifically one brand with multiple potential businesses through their C-suite heads. I'm a brand, I want to meet, I'm in so-and-so sector or subsector, and I want to meet the top 25 CEOs or CMOs or whoever else, okay, from say 25 companies, right? And I come to you. Does MMA India help organize such closed door pitches and meetings? I know an internet association does that as a regular and even lucrative industry connect service. And when I say lucrative, I don't refer so much to the fees they charge as to the benefits that the members could derive for their businesses. And I know that MMA India could be an amazing facilitator for such kind of connects, you know, closed door connects, not open to the general public. But here am I with my business. I want to talk about it.
Right.
I want to take the word and spread it.
Right, Pawan. So we definitely, first of all, through our marquee events itself, we do a whole lot of connection building and a whole lot of, you know, networking is kind of enabled. Beyond which, yes, we do a lot of closed door events. Actually, the Data Unplugged one is on those lines.
Okay.
Right. As long as it still allows a larger advantage to the industry to want to be there and there's something in it for our members, we are happy to encourage those kind of initiatives.
Excellent. Right, Monica, now for some more interesting insights for industry professionals. You are steeped into modern marketing and have been one of the first movers into the world of the internet and marketing on and through the internet, Monica. So what are the most important new marketing trends today? It's like you could write a book on it, but I'm just going to give you 2 minutes to talk about those.
Yes, Pawan. So that's an interesting question, and that's what keeps us awake all days to make sure that we do our bit for our members and the industry. So some of the trends which I can sort of, you know, lay my hands on would be on the lines of influencer commerce, wherein today influencers have 2x more reach than brands do and have the ability to drive 3x more conversions than brands can. It's clearly, you know, the reason why it is such a big and large trend. Beyond which, conversational commerce is again a trend which is really picking up very, very actively, and which is why it's also being supported by our Voice and Audio Council to be able to enable and empower our marketers to do more with it.
Right.
So conversational commerce is another one. And of course, one wouldn't not ever miss out including Metaverse, Web 3.0, AR, VR, which are integral to all kinds of marketing communication today, which is getting built, and which is what makes it more immersive, which is what makes the customer experience richer. And it's sort of a must-have now, given the kind of use cases which are emerging from it. So those are definitely some of the key trends which I would call out.
Lovely. In fact, you know, being the kind of person and enabler and driver and expert in marketing of all kinds, including and of course emanating from digital, that you are, when you're driving, you're looking at the first little pothole or milestone and also at the end of the horizon. And for me, Metaverse is at the end of the horizon, because people who've been joking about it say, oh my God, I think even Meta needs to really understand what metaverse is, and I'm not criticizing them. I think it's an amazing visionary thing, and a lot of brands I've seen have actually used and deployed it beautifully. But I think everyone must read on all these, and I'm very happy and glad that entities like Meta and Google and Zapads and, you know, Kantar and Hanser Security, and, you know, all of them are actually NHT1 audience, and, you know, so many more are actually partnering you.
Yes.
For MMA Data Unplugged. Monica, in the beginning, I had asked you early on in this conversation about how you evangelize, how MMA India chapter of MMA Global actually evangelizes the community and marketers and, you know, even business promoters and investors and everyone, you know, because everybody wants great engagements that empower their businesses. End of the story, right? If I oversimplify. And you did mention in the passing, but I want to know, what specifically are some of the areas through which and measures through which MMA India, the India chapter of MMA Global, actually empowers the entire community? Tell me.
Absolutely, Pawan. I'd love to, really share as to how MMA goes about evangelizing and enabling the community, because we do definitely feel that, just thought leadership by itself cannot do enough for given the kind of charter and narrative we lead. So we typically do it in 4 to 5 ways. The first one being is we enable a whole lot of collaboration with our members, with our global counterparts, which helps bring a lot of rich learnings and it helps exchange a lot of understanding from across the globe. The second thing we do is we build a lot of opportunities to inspire the industry and to educate the industry. Education, you already mentioned that we are probably the only body who produces the kind of toolkits that we produce and the number of toolkits we produce every single year.
Yes.
Yes, because we feel very invested into education. The third thing MMA India does is it works very closely with members in the industry as a whole to build capabilities. Like today, we are talking from Data Unplugged venue. The reason we thought this is important, data is being collected, but people don't really have capabilities and understanding on how to use it effectively. So capabilities is a very important area we focus on when we are helping marketers. Mm. The fourth thing which MMA is very committed to is measurement and growth frameworks. We really invest millions of dollars globally to build growth frameworks, outcome-based marketing being one of the recent ones which we built out and is really working well, markups being another one. It's all on our website. So we build a lot of growth frameworks which can enable and empower marketers to make sure that they get ROI back against what they invest, and it's attractive for them. Lastly, like every other trade body, MMA India does practice a lot of advocacy by bringing best-in-class practices to the industry and ensuring that they're applied, by bringing marketers and the ecosystem together to adhere to certain best-in-class practices.
So many wonderful and critical areas that no marketer can afford to ignore. And I mean, if you don't adopt those, then you really are going to be left far, far, far behind. And today is the day of looking into the road ahead and not rear view gazing. So,
right.
Wonderful work. In fact, we should speak offline about creating a really in-depth knowledge series on these 4 or 5 very important aspects that you mentioned. I just want to ask you, is there a kind of a panel or a board or a special SaaS kind of service that you provide to marketers saying, okay, these are your objectives, this is what you need to do? It's like I'm oversimplifying and dumbing it down to making a little strategic roadmap. But right now, what is it? Is it like a decent big overview with a deep dive? I'm into oxymorons right now. But is it that, or do you also help, or will you consider, you used a lovely word I loved, architecting, as you put it, you know, panels for marketers to use these, deploy them for themselves in their own ecosystems for their own TGs.
Hmm.
Is that something on the horizon maybe, or being considered?
Yes, actually, Pawan, I must tell you, there are a few very interesting things we're doing on those lines. So, for example, we have a platform called MOST, which is Marketing Organizational Structure Think Tank, right? Which works very closely. Like you said, do we build a panel? Do we build a team of experts to really go deep and help them deploy what we are proposing or evangelizing? Most does exactly that. So Most has a think tank which works very closely with marketers to understand their current structures and helps in developing structures which are more marketer friendly and more future proof, right? So that's definitely work we do, and it's done with a lot of commitment and passion. We have experts who we work with for it. The other thing we do is we do a lot of POCs, which is proof of concept, right? Where even as I talk to you and we are coincidentally talking at an event which is going to be about data, but we are doing POCs around building various kinds of use cases using data, right? Where we are physically bringing expertise in the room for the marketer, asking them to give us a live use case which they're working on or some historical data which we can model. And then build a POC to show them that how different it can be if they applied some of the principles we suggest.
Excellent. Excellent. This really is evangelizing in the truest sense. Really, more strength to you, Monica. Okay, Monica. Now, the India chapter of MMA Global, you know, which empowers marketers and brand custodians and owners with the latest in marketing knowledge and insights and more, so much of which you told me about. How does it that MMA India market itself? See, with members, you have active and multiple channels of captive TG Connect. How about those you want to bring into the MMA India fold for the general good? I mean, Media Brief will take this out, this message out for sure. But what kind of marketing do you deploy there, you know, for new potential? Because eventually, you know, you're a not-for-profit organization. You're not doing it to rake in the moolah. You're doing it because you want more and more people to come together and, you know, really evangelize the space. So what kind of marketing do you deploy for new potential members?
Of course. So Pawan, we are a not-for-profit trade body. So we are very judicious about the way we market and how we invest into marketing. We try and do more organically driven stuff when it comes to marketing. But however, the areas which we really focus on to build marketing, one is we definitely leverage a lot of PR machinery. Thanks to you that you're helping us get the message out. So clearly, that is one area which we use very effectively. But when it comes to, and of course, we have very active social media handles, which are tagged as MMA APAC across all touch points. We put out a newsletter which is open for everyone to subscribe to. Beyond which, what we definitely do is we really try and ensure that when we do events like the kind we are at today or any other event, we're always trying to encourage the industry to see MMA as a must associate body, whether it is in terms of a must have membership, it is a must attend event, it is a must join board, or it is a must download report. That's the kind of messaging that we are trying to really get out.
Excellent. Do you use a lot of digital dark social, that is, you know, WhatsApp and messengers? Do you also use dark social to reach out to your existing members and sort of encourage them to spread the word and, you know, to the others who might not be members? So you must be using a lot of WhatsApp also.
Of course, Pawan. Actually, we are more one-to-one marketing than anyone else can be because this is a one-to-one engagement platform. So we do a lot of WhatsApp as well as we do a lot of referral marketing. We encourage our members and our board to get the word out and invite others to join the body.
Right. And as a member of MMA India, I will ensure that we do this.
Absolutely. And welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. So, Monica, every good professional, individual and entity has some deeply held and cherished values and beliefs. I already am aware of and I sense and get a sense of all the values and principles that MMA Global and MMA India drive themselves by. What about on the personal front for you, Monica? What are the values you hold dear?
Wow. I think first of all, I believe in committing myself 200% to anything that I participate in. Being committed to anything you sign up for is a value I hold very, very dear to me. I have two girls who are teenagers, and that's also one thing which I try and encourage them to make each day count, to kind of really be fully there wherever and whatever they participate in.
Lovely.
The other thing is that whilst it's been now 22 odd years, I run this body, it's very important that at all times one has to be ethical.
Right.
And one has to be honest to anything that one commits to.
Wonderful. So that's what drives you on the personal front, Monica. One more question. A youngster comes up to you and says, ma'am, I want to work with you. First job. Okay. And your HR team has checked all the boxes, said, ha, this kid is from so-and-so space, this college, done these extracurricular, marks, everything is fine. And they send you someone to interview.
Right.
What are the one, two, three things that you say this person must have? If he or she doesn't have them, then it's a deal breaker.
Lovely. I love the question. I really love the question, Pawan. So, Pawan, the thing is, I always look for attitude over aptitude. I do not think it's so much about having someone who's the smartest in the room. I think it's about having someone who has the right attitude. And with that, everything else follows. So that's one very important value I really look for. And that now with so many years of experience, working with so many different people, you build an instinct to gauge that attitude. Second thing I think is very, very important to me is the person has to be coachable, right?
Okay.
And I also like being coached. It's not the one-way story, but the person has to be coachable because when you join a new setup, there is a lot of new, a lot of newer ways. Even if you have the expertise, there's still a lot of adaptation and learning needed. So unless and until you're coachable, it's going to be hard and it's not, the chemistry is not going to work.
And you can't be a team player.
Correct. Correct. So these are, I think, more than anything else, these are the two which I totally look out for beyond and over and above all the other tangible credentials.
Lovely. So MMA Global, fabulous lineage,
yes.
Parentage for MMA India, the
yes.
India chapter, which you lead and have been leading so well, Monica.
Yes.
Great marketing team, great, you know, the entire support system, very, very content driven, very strategy driven, can get as tactical as you need them to be and
yeah.
as strategic and long term as you want them to be. So, you know, you've got it all. Now, what are your future aspirations or goals for MMA India? Maybe in the next year or whatever amount of time you want to tell me about.
Got it. So clearly, we definitely think that we've already got our vision right because we are evangelizing modern marketing. We just feel that now the timing is better than ever before. So the next few years, the way we nurture the vision and the narrative is what is key. So whether it is the way we sort of, build our thought leadership assets, whether it's the kind of toolkits we produce, and also the focus which we'll be heightening more and more when it comes to data, when it comes to brand safety, when it comes to e-commerce, because we think these are the three pieces which really sort of will lead the way in modern marketing and need a lot of work from and therefore support from all our members, our industry, to be able to make it cutting edge. So that's
Excellent.
What our focus would be. And all of this is something which we totally lean on our board also immensely for, because our board does sort of mentor a lot of what MMA does and is very engaged, very actively involved. So the board will also play a very big role in nurturing the way forward.
Amazing. And one crucial important thing, you already have about 100 plus members from India. What is your number? What's your aspiration over the next 12 months? Tell me.
Right, Pawan. So, Pawan, like I said, we believe that we're a body which is a must-have membership. So, in actuals, every marketer who probably exists in the country should be signing up for MMA India as a chapter, given that we enable the marketing community and we believe it's a must-have membership.
Amazing. Anything else after this is going to be hypothetical? With all your commitment, with all your resources and all your strategic planning and
yes.
execution through the best organic routes and more, you know. So I think you definitely are on a great route ahead. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Monica, for your time and patience today. And it's been a real pleasure to record this podcast with you first thing in the morning sitting across the table. I enjoyed our conversation, Monica, particularly the way your eyes light up when you're discussing something in digital marketing, digital marketing, customer engagements, business empowerment, new tech and trends. And what's also truly commendable is all that you drive for the modern marketer in India through your leadership of MMA India. So I found many insights and, you know, much to think about in your chat with me. And thanks for that. What did you think of our conversation today, Monica?
So, Pawan, I want to say a big thank you for making this happen. It's very, very valuable to MMA. So, appreciate your patience and, your support in making it happen. And thank you for those generous words about MMA and me. Appreciate that fully. And, of course, I am an ardent follower of MediaBrief.com, which I will continue recommending
thank
to those
you.
Who are listening to this podcast. And I also see some very valuable content in the Master's Voice podcast, which we are right now recording for.
Yes.
So clearly think folks should be following it.
You are so kind, Monica. Thank you very much for the kind words, Monica. And thank you for your time. Thanks also once again to Aymanu Jainwala of AVNV, a big help in facilitating this conversation today. I really wanted you on this podcast, Monica. I think you elevated the stature of the podcast. And I think MMA India is really destined for greatness. You've only just scratched the surface and done it so beautifully.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Monica Khurana, country head and board member, MMA India, the India chapter of the amazing MMA Global, was my distinguished guest on this episode of the award-winning MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaWeb.com. I found this conversation extremely insightful, and I hope you did too. Till we meet again in the next episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast on MediaWeb.com, this is your host and friend Pavan Archavla, founder editor of MediaWeb.com, saying, take care, stay safe, stay informed, remain strategic. Bye-bye.